Good morning and welcome, and thank you for welcoming us so warmly to your church family today. And I was just blown away this morning with all of these songs that were sung. I was like crying a few times. The Lord is just, he's just so good, hey? His love and his hope coming through no matter our situation today. And the things that you shared, is it Michelle? Yeah, the stuff that Michelle shared was not just like on point. My husband and I, when Marcel first asked me to share a number of months ago, that we started to talk about it and pray about it right away, and it just came flooding into our minds that this isn't an easy day for everyone. Yeah, exactly. And many of you understand that very clearly. And we were just thinking about all of the different situations that folks, you know, we find ourselves in. And you just listed, you know, really, really well. My husband and I were sitting there going, oh, wow, I can skip the first part. She's got it covered for us. So just qualifying, there is hope today for everyone, no matter your situation. And so we just want to recognize all situations today, because I know there's been lots of years maybe that go by where it's a tough day for some, but maybe that doesn't get mentioned, as we do celebrate moms, and we don't want to miss out the chance to do that. But we just want to recognize all situations. There's feelings of joy. There's feelings of loss. There's grief. There's abandonment. There's disappointment. There's maybe guilt. There's sadness, overwhelm. Maybe overwhelm while you're in the middle of mothering all those little ones all at the same time. There's all of those different things. There's the awkwardness. You know, there's lots of different feelings. We just acknowledge that, and the Lord sees all of that in each and every one. That doesn't go unnoticed. I know for me, my sort of Mother's Day journey started 25 years ago today. Our best friends had a baby. We were just, we had only been married maybe a month before their baby came, and we became her godparents. And she was so cute, and she melted my heart, and she turns 25 today. and we're not in touch anymore necessarily, but back, you know, just back in that time, we were so close. We spent almost every day at their house having coffee, you know, helping hold the baby and doing all of these things, and she was so cute and everything, but, you know, we were good. We were good to go home without, without one of our own. But as time went, we started to be devastated to have to leave their house in the evening and that we didn't get to take her home with us. And I started to get that urge to want to be a mother. And so after a couple of years, we did have a son of our own. And so then all of a sudden there was this new stage and I had no idea what I was doing. Anybody been there where you have like no clue? You're like, there's no owner's manual that comes with this thing and it won't stop crying. And is there there's no return policy. No, there isn't a return policy, but I'm going to figure this out somehow. And the overwhelm started to happen. But, you know, lots of love. And then we had another one and another one. And surprise, we've got three kids and we're 25. And so, no idea what we're doing, but there's love, right? And so I brought a few family pictures today here. And so this one in the top left, this was us about, 15 years ago, Christmas, I guess, that would have been. And so these three little people, and we were in those years of, yes, we love them, and yet we are very, very busy, overwhelmed, both working jobs, trying to juggle, taking care of kids. And so, you know, those kind of Mother's Day you see maybe on commercials and things where, you know, the kids are like, oh, Mom, I want to make you something for Mother's Day. I'll make you breakfast, and the kitchen gets, like, destroyed, you know? You're like, oh, actually, if everybody could just behave for a day on Mother's Day, that would be awesome. And so there's all those wonderful, you know, and difficult moments. But I went during that time, the top left-hand corner there, during that time was when I went from being blissfully ignorant about the position of others to starting to understand. Because I had been really blessed. I had a mom that was good to me, and she was still around. And so I thought, you know, what's the big deal? Happy Mother's Day all the way around. But then I ran into a friend who was very negative about Mother's Day. And I was like, well, what's wrong with you? Well, she said, well, I watched my mom go through cancer, and I just lost her not too long ago, and I hate Mother's Day. And I was like, whoa, I was blissfully ignorant until that point. And I didn't know that it was hard for other people, but I started to understand. She told me her story just as we were young adults there. And we went along through our journey, and we, the top middle there, we had three pretty much teenagers a few years later. And so, and those are interesting, challenging times, right, folks? I know I was a teenager, and I was a royal pain to my parents. Anyone else here? Okay. You know, those are interesting and challenging times. Yet there's lots of love and all of that, but you know, it's not easy. But you earn your pay as a mom for sure, and and so those are interesting times. But then we learned more about the difficulty of Mother's Day. Is our son in the top right-hand corner, when he was 15, he was sick for a couple of days, and then he was feeling a bit better, and then he was homesick again for a couple of days. And in the morning, we went to check on him, and he had passed away. Yeah, that's what we said. It was a total shock. Our world was just turned upside down. You got it. Yeah, totally crazy. And so, yeah, I could tell you a whole big story about that. The Lord's brought us through in, you know, many pieces glued back together. I would say one piece now. But, you know, it was a very, very difficult time. We didn't even know what had happened. And it took a while to kind of figure out. But, you know, during that time, my heart was ripped apart. And you know, a few months later came Mother's Day. All of a sudden, it was a lot different for me, too. All of a sudden, I felt, though, you know, even though I had still two perfectly good children, you know, folks could say, well, at least, you know, at least you still have some. But there was that feeling like motherhood had been completely stripped of me, and I could not enjoy even what I did have. It was rough. And so if you've been there, and you've had those feelings, you're not alone. Whatever situation brought you to that feeling of feeling lost or having no motherhood. And so that was a really poignant time where I, again, just really clued in to this is not an easy day for everyone. And so through this journey, I've been able to learn more about the different situations of life, different friends that are not the custodial parent of their children. Dads raising kids on their own, grandparents raising kids, and the parents have passed away, and all those different emotions that come with it. But I'm here to tell you that there is hope, regardless, and in spite of all of the above. That's the good news. We have, back on those family pictures there, you'll notice on the bottom, we've got our first family picture at Christmas where we had just the four of us instead of the five. That was a difficult picture to take. And then our older son finished high school and wanted to move away, and now we were starting to look the empty nest closer in the face. We were down to three kids. And then that girl in the middle bottom there, she took off to Bible school. What's with that? And we were all on our own. So it was like all of these different stages. But the Lord has started to add back to us as well. Over here, our oldest son, he married his girlfriend that he had gone to go and live nearby and get to know. And 8 weeks ago, they have this little baby girl. So now we're like grandma and grandpa, apparently. It's pretty cool. And so the Lord is bringing things around. So where we thought there was no hope when we lost that handsome boy when he was 15, I'm recognizing that there is a lot of hope. There's still good things in store for each and every one of us, and there's places to move forward from. And so just today I wanted to encourage you in these four things here. We have an opportunity to be grateful. We have an opportunity to gain freedom from the things that have held us back. We have an opportunity to get healing from the things that still cut like a knife in our heart. And we have an opportunity to renew our purpose. And that's really encouraging to me. So I just want to go through a few verses on that. So Proverbs 31, verse 28. Okay, Proverbs 31, you know, the perfect woman chapter, like that's a little intimidating some days, but still really encouraging other days. But it says in there, it's talking about, you know, just giving praise to a mom. And so it says, her children arise and call her blessed, and her husband also, he praises her. So there's room to go ahead and celebrate your moms. As Michelle said, if you are celebrating, we celebrate with you and go for it, right? Pull out all the stops and treat that mom that works so hard for you, or that maybe you don't live close to, and maybe you don't talk to too often, but, you know, maybe today's that day to give a phone call and bless her for the things that that she has done. And in Ephesians 6, 1 to 3, this was a Ephesians 6, 1, especially my parents made sure I memorized when I was a little child, right? Children, obey your parents. That's an important one to make sure your kid knows. But it goes on to say, for this is right. And it says, honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. So this is back from the command of the Ten Commandments in Exodus is where it originally came from, right? Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. It says, so that it may go well with you and you may enjoy a long life. So sometimes maybe it feels like mothers are imperfect. I know I'm a very imperfect mother. Anybody else out there? Or did you have an imperfect mother? We are all short of perfection for sure. But it does say to honor. So sometimes the honoring piece is not all about deserving in actions, but honoring and blessing. Blessing being a good child in that sense. So let's praise our moms. Let's encourage our moms. They know they're not perfect. There's lots of challenges there for sure. But let's celebrate and let's encourage wherever we can. And as our piece of gratefulness, what can we be grateful? Is there someone that's been nurturing in our life? And maybe if we don't have our mom now, is there someone that is that nurturing person, or we are maybe being that nurturing person for someone else? That's a beautiful opportunity. But also, what are we carrying around today? I know sometimes we start to carry some baggage in life, and then we strap on another piece, and another thing happens, and sometimes we carry it all, and it becomes very heavy. Can you imagine trying to carry that through the airport filled with, I don't know, gold bricks or whatever maybe you carry around? I don't know. But that would be pretty strenuous. But sometimes these things build up on us, and sometimes we're needing freedom from things. In Galatians 5, verse 1, it talks about it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. For the sake of freedom, he does want us to be free from the things that maybe have held us back, or things that have gotten in the way, or things that have been a problem in our life that are causing us issues. It says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free in Galatians 5:1. Stand firm then, and do not let yourself be burdened by a yoke of slavery. So there's things maybe that have hampered our relationships, whether it's, I don't know what, addiction, or all sorts of different things that can happen that can break relationship or make life even more difficult. And the Lord wants us to have a chance to have freedom from all of those things. Freedom from the spirit of abandonment. Freedom from, I don't know, you put your label on it, whatever you relate to and can recognize, the things that hold us back and get in the way. Because 2 Corinthians 3, and the end of 17 and 18 says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is, you got it, freedom. And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, that means we can actually see him now, and we are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory that comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. So the Lord is here to give you freedom. He's making us more like him. That's the path that we're on. That's this whole, you know, Christian thing, is becoming like Christ. Christian just means like little Christ. And so we're becoming like him. We're being transformed. Isn't that good news? Okay, like I don't just need like a little reno. I need like a total overhaul. Okay? And so we're being transformed. And the Lord does want freedom for you. He wants you to be free. We can still recognize the situations of our life, but not to be bound to them with chains. I just was reminded when I was, I think maybe the summer after our son passed away, we were at summer camp at Cowichan. Anybody heard of that one over there near Duncan? Okay, that's a good place. And I was getting prayer because I was just so like dark cloud over the head. And I saw a vision of myself and I was wrapped in a big black chain, something like would be on one of those oil tankers anchors, you know, like the big ones. And I was just wrapped in that. And it felt like, yeah, this was like a dark sort of bondage. And through really like pressing in and getting some prayer, just felt that break over me and just a release and a breakthrough. And I pray that for you, whether it's through getting some prayer or through going something like Freedom Sessions. It's a great program to go through and just be able to put your hang-ups in front of the Lord and work through them, figure out where they're coming from and get freedom. So freedom is a great way to go. And when it comes to healing, that's the third thing on my list there. When it comes to healing, sometimes there is grief. Sometimes there is loss. You know, I lost a child that was 15 years old. Probably lots of folks in this room have lost even before the babe was born, or just after, or stillbirth. All those things we recognize. Or maybe it was, you know, the want, as Michelle mentioned, wanting to have children, and whether that didn't happen. All of those things can break our heart and feel like grief. It doesn't have to be just someone passing away. There can be lots of situations that bring us grief and make us feel that loss. But Psalm has a lot of really encouraging things about hope and being brokenhearted. King David, he was in a mess all the time, wasn't he? Like either something was happening to him or he did something that caused more grief on himself. But he was always crying out to the Lord. It's still the best way to go. We're not going to be perfect. Our lives aren't going to be perfect, but we've got somebody to call out to. And I love what he figures out here. Psalm 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. This has been a very precious verse to me. Because we can go through stuff and, you know, the usual thing, God, how could you let this happen? And that big question out there in the world, how can there be a God when bad things happen in the world? You know, we can kind of go around and around and around with that. But the thing that the Lord showed me through our tragedy is, you know what? The Lord is sad right along with me. I could feel like, you know, in a sense, he's got his arm around me and he's having some tears too. And he's not going, ha ha, see what I did to you. That is not our God. Our God is a caring, loving kind of a dad, and he's got his arm around me going, aw, hon, this is tough. And he bottles our tears. He is close to the brokenhearted, saves those who are crushed in spirit. And it goes on, you know, Psalm 147, verse 3, sort of on the same theme. It says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And so I just encourage you today, maybe there's things that are old losses and grief when it comes to this day, that this day sort of stirs up some icky feelings, or maybe just fresh things that have happened. But the Lord wants to heal those wounds. You know, like when you get your kid or some kid, you know, was riding their bike and they slash their knee and they got gravel in it and everything, and maybe they don't show anybody and it festers. Right? It's going to just get nasty. And so what do you got to do? You got to kind of, okay, let's get that opened up. Ugh, gross, right? Clean out the dirt, you know, and maybe put some ointment or some peroxide or something on it that's going to sting a little bit. But what's going to start happening from there? Healing. You got it. And so the Lord heals the brokenhearted and he binds up our wounds. And sometimes there's old wounds that haven't been dealt with. And sometimes we feel like, I got to bottle this up, because if I start talking about it, I'm going to get emotional and I might actually lose it. Has anybody ever felt that? Anybody? Okay, you can interact here. Hands in the room. Okay. Yeah, you bet. And but you know what? Having gone through some really rough times, I can tell you, that I haven't actually exploded all over the room like I thought I was going to. And so letting those emotions come and being open and allowing the Lord to open up that wound and maybe talk about it or get some counseling, those are all good things that we have done. And the Lord has an opportunity to bring healing. Also, Matthew 5, verse 4 says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." It's okay to not be okay all the time. It's okay to mourn. It's better to have good grief than to bottle it. I'll just go out there and say that. And I noticed on one of your little pamphlets with your church bulletin, it says that you guys have a grief share class here. And that's awesome. We went to that for 3 months? Something like that. With a few months after our tragedy, and it was just such a big help. We learned so much about our reactions to loss and difficulty, and just such an encouragement. There is comfort that can come as we move forward. So whether you are grateful, overwhelmed, looking for freedom, looking for more healing, looking for more purpose. I love this Psalm 73:26. It says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Woo! That's awesome. And as we were singing that song, I was writing down the words, "I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. Even if I have no foundation, even if I've had a not great upbringing or no great role models and disappointment after the other with humans, I can still build my life on the Lord. And his love is the foundation that we can build on. I will build my trust in you alone. Even if I've had nobody else I could really trust. And every human has let me down, and everything in the world is disappointing. You know, even then, I can build my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken." That's a good declaration. So just very similar to this verse here. Yeah, my flesh and heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. You've probably heard this other verse, Romans 8:28, and when our son passed away, I just started to get a revelation of it, and I started preaching it to everybody that came to our house. We had hundreds of people come to our house to find out what in the world had happened, and we welcomed them in. And even in the first few days, this started to come to me. We know that in all things, God works together with those who love him to bring about what is good. With those who have been called according to his purpose. So there's a few qualifiers there. But when we're called to do his purposes, he can take the good stuff and the bad stuff and the really rotten stuff and the boring stuff, and he can put that all together to make something good. Isn't that good news? Woo-hoo! All right. What have you been through? That's kind of icky. But when you meet somebody else that's just encountering that situation, you can give them a knowing hug and say, "Oh, I feel ya." What compassion do you have for someone else that's gone through a certain situation because you've been there too? Though even that moment, you know, for me, those are little moments of redemption. I've had a chance to meet with friends of friends because, a gal will say to me, "Oh, my friend just lost their child and I don't know what to do, what to say. Can you take them for coffee?" I'm like, "Sure, okay." But in those moments where we're able to share our hearts and where I can say, "You know what? We've made it this far. You're going to make it." That to me is redemption. That is the Lord taking a rotten situation and turning it for good, because I have a credibility there with that person to say, "You can have hope. If I can have hope, you can have hope, and you're going to make it, and let's move forward together." And so, yeah, we do know that all things, God can work things into what a beautiful tapestry. Have you seen the back of a tapestry? Looks pretty ugly, right? All these strings hanging out and total chaos. But then you turn it around and you see what has been made beautiful. Today, I just wanted to, just as we get close to closing, because this is my first closing, we'll see if there's a second closing, but as we start to close up the service here, I just wanted to read Isaiah 61 over you. I saw this verse this week and I was like, bah, crying, I don't know why. But anyways, it just hit me that is so powerful. And so let me just read this over you. This is Jesus speaking. This is not me, by the way. But when he was in the temple, he pulled out this old scripture and he started to read it. And then he said, and this is fulfilled in me. So Jesus came to do all this stuff, and he has come, and he has made all this happen. So this is just some excerpts. We won't stay all day and read all of Isaiah 61. But Isaiah 61, we'll start verse 1 to 4. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, Jesus, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness, a release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. And they will be called, okay, this is you now, folks, they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Okay, generational sins gone in the name of Jesus, and devastation gone in the name of Jesus, being rebuilt. And in verse 7, instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion. And instead of your disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. And so you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. We proclaim that over you. Breakthrough today. And verse 9, part of it mentions, and all who see them will acknowledge that they are a people that the Lord has blessed. Do you receive that today? All right. Awesome, Lord. Excellent. And whether you feel worthy of it or not, whether you're really ready to take the next step or not, you know, regardless, Romans 8:35, I just want to proclaim this over you as well. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? You know, my child could say to me, oh, you don't love me. It's like, well, actually, you can say what you want, but I still love you. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who has loved us. I'm convinced, more than ever, as well, along with this guy right in here, I'm convinced neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, nor the present nor the future, any powers, height or depth or anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is Jesus Christ our Lord. Woo, sweet. That's awesome. There is nothing that we can do to make us unloved. Isn't that good news? Amen to that. So I just felt to put out to you today a few questions. And maybe you want to jot down a few things or give yourself some action steps to take. But what do you have to be grateful for today? Maybe that's an opportunity to find a bit of healing and some celebration whatever your case may be. But what do you have to be grateful for today? And also, what do you desire freedom or healing from? Is the Lord reminding you of something like that today? And because he does work all things together for good for those that are called according to his purpose, is there a little hint of new purpose that he's putting in your mind? What is that thing that he's planted in your heart? And what's that next step to moving towards more hope and more purpose? And is there something that you can do today to just bless someone and share that hope, no matter your situation, no matter their situation? Just some things to leave with you today. So we would like to, you know, just take some opportunity. If anybody would like some prayer or a hug or anything like that, or to bless you on your journey, we would love to pray with you today. So I know Cam and myself and Marcel and some others would be happy to do that. So just come up and chat, say hi. We'd love to pray with you. And I just want to leave you with this final verse. So Psalm 62:5. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from Him. My hope does not come from my circumstances. Have you figured out that, you know, those aren't so smooth? You know, sometimes we think just around the next corner, well, once I get this thing figured out, then everything should be smooth sailing from there. But no, life is gonna happen, but my hope has to come from Him, because He's much bigger than all of those things. So today, let's celebrate His love for us, His nurturing for us. Let's celebrate those around us that have been nurturers, and let's be that person that shows love. Yeah, amen. All right, let's just pray. Lord, I just pray that this morning all of my words would be stripped away, and only what would be left is what You would have for each person here today. Lord, I pray for Your hope and Your purpose and Your celebration and Your joy to be over each person here. I just pray that for anyone, for all of us, whatever our next step is to move closer towards Your freedom and Your healing and Your purposes for our life, I pray that we would have the courage to tell someone about it, to take that step, to get prayer, whatever it might be, Lord. And we just bless this awesome group of folks today, and we thank You that we can build our life on You. Your love is always a firm foundation. Thank You, Jesus. Amen.